On the rim of the plateau, Osbald peered down, his voice rising with excitement.
That's the brown rat's officer, Stringle. Look, there he is now, wandering in and out of the poplars.
Maudie could see the brown rat down below, moving in and out of the covering foliage.
Indeed, that'll be the very blighter. But why is he so jolly important?
Osbald gritted his teeth.
Because he's the one who was leading the gang what chased you that night. You and little Yick, and our old Logalog. That scum must be the one who was responsible for my father's death. My Gowsome told me Grunt and Curly didn't arrive at the south wall till long after you and Yick made it inside the abbey. Aye, he's the one who has to pay. Give me a bow, some beast, and a good straight shaft.
And all the shrew passed Osbald his bow.
Try mine, chief. 'Tis the best bow in our tribe. Wait while I find you a decent arrow.
Sorting through his quiver, he selected one. Holding it to his eye, the older shrew sighted along the shaft, checking it.
Aye, this is a good un. Straight and true. Made it myself out of Cecil Oak. Fletched it with a white gull feather. Tipped it with best flint.
As Osbald set the shaft on the bowstring, Sir Lixer joined him and Maudie judging the target.
If you don't mind me saying, that'll be a very hard shot to make. I know a little archery. Would you like me to try?
Osbald shook his head stubbornly.
No, miss. I won't be indebted to any beast. 'Tis my shot.
Maudie whispered to Sir Lixer.
Family honour and all that, you know. Touchy types, these Gowsome chaps, what?
They held their breath as Osbald hauled back on his bowstring. He sighted a moment, then dropped his paws with a snort of frustration.
Blood and fear. He's moved back into the trees. I'll have to wait for him to show himself again.
Sir Lixer knelt by Osbald's side, advising him calmly.
Loosen up a little. You're too tense. That's better. Now don't wait until the rat's right out in the open. Wait until you see him show. Then fire your shaft slightly ahead of his position. Aim at the spot where his next pace will place him. Now, pull back your bowstring in one movement. Smoothly. That's right. Fire.